This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, a long time ago, there was this, I don't remember what song it was, but Prince said if he wanted sax, he would call Candy, meaning Candy Dulfer, which was a really good-looking sax player back in the day. Probably still is today. But when I want information about certain things, like, you know, a take on Black America and guns and everything else, or what's going on in Detroit, I call Rick, as in Rick Ector, instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, activist, just all around. I mean, he had a stroke not too long ago, and if it's possible, he prospered. Joining us now is the aforementioned Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. Good evening to yourself and to everyone that follows your show, man. How have you been?
I'm good. I'm, you know, got the lung thing happening, but I'm going to have the lung thing happening for a long time. And it'll get better one day when I move. How are you doing?
Just keep moving, man. Everything's good. No complaints, man. Still doing, you know, my thing, still being active, still training. And when I get called up, man, I am here ready to share with you and your listeners what my thoughts are on various topics.
Okay. I talked with Tony Simon. You know, do you know Tony?
I know of him. I haven't.
Okay. I talked with Tony Simon yesterday about Trevor Noah, which he was not nearly as dialed into that one as you are. Because he operates in New Jersey, which is much worse than Detroit as far as for gun rights and everything. But right. Trevor Noah, he got out there the other day, and he said, the Second Amendment does not apply to black people. And I was just thinking when I read that, I was like, oh, you don't know some of the black Americans I know, do you, Trevor?
Yeah, right.
How many people have you trained now in Detroit?
Man, I don't even keep count. I just know it's a really big number because I've been at it for a while. You know, probably going back to 2006. So, you know,
tens of thousands. For
a while. You know, a lot, man. And,
yeah.
You know, even if I had the number, it wouldn't probably be exact. But you know, I've been doing it for a while, man, and it's still fun, and I still get a sense of fulfillment out of it. It still is not a mere task. You know, every time, every iteration, every class, it's still new because I still get new faces with new experiences and with new feedback, man. It's just a new experience, if you will, each and every time that I do it. And I am frequently surprised by questions I had not considered. So it's always fresh and always new.
You know, one thing I've been thinking about, I don't know what your situation is like, but I've thought with as many students as you have, how this would probably work with you of everybody that I know. When I was in the martial arts, we went to school. We were going to school all the time. We, you know, first we learned how to punch, then we learned how to stretch, then we learned how to kick, and we did all this other stuff. And we were not expected to master everything in one class.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about teaching armed self-defense that way, where you always start out with the fundamentals and then you go back over something and people come and see you two or three times a month and you charge them accordingly for that and they bring their own ammo and this other stuff?
You know, there are people that, you know, gravitate towards that, you know, and then there are some people, man, it's like, you know, I don't really, you know, for whatever reason, I don't really want to get really into some of the nuances of carrying, or I've been carrying and been exposed to guns for a while, and that extra special attention and additional instruction, you know, some people just are not interested and don't gravitate towards it. But there are people who I come into regular contact with that this is a totally new experience, and they're so wide open and so engaged, and they just want to learn everything, and they go beyond, you know, the mere fundamentals in which you have to pass transition to get your concealed carry permit. But for them, God bless them, because I can identify, because I was one of them.
Right.
I don't just want to know one piece of it. I want to know all of it. And for those, I mean, there's a path for them. And you lay out what's possible and what their goals are, and we create a plan to get you there.
Right. I think you ought to do that, though. I bet you, especially as many women as you have taught, the ones that
right.
you have taught, I mean, the ones that have come to you and done that one thing, I don't know if that would be a more affordable way for them to show up, which you do it for free. So, probably not as affordable as the initial one, but.
Well, you know, the thing is, man, and like I said, that program is out there because I know that they're curious and that they are dying for information, but access to that information isn't necessarily tangible.
Right.
You know, you can go out on the internet on your phone or on your laptop and get some stuff, but can you actually go talk to someone? Is there someone that you know, someone in your family, a coworker or something? Well, no, in a lot of cases there isn't. So where can you go for real hands-on, practical, introductory information that can be tailored to me to bring me to a place where I can make a better informed decision? And this is why this program is so great. And why I love it. It's my passion, because it's sharing information to empower you to make a decision that's going to make sense for you.
Right. Right. Well, that, anyway, I've thought about that. I've thought, surely over time, I mean, I would imagine by now that you are quite adept as a gunfighter. And it's not, I mean, the more you practice, the more you practice now. And I'm going to explore this one in the next segment simply because I'm just thinking about this. It just came to mind. I don't know why it popped into my head, but it just came to mind. One of the things that I fear after I go to a class, for example, is going to the range on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then without the eyes of that instructor walking around me, because that's the benefit of having an instructor who can walk around you and look at where this hand is, look at where that finger is, and look at where, you know, where your feet are. And without those eyes, I'm afraid you're going to develop bad habits. And
yeah.
I've been told before that you probably didn't have a good enough instructor. If you do, but, you know, not going to your instructor enough, I think, could lead to that. But anyway, we're heading into the break. Tell everybody how they can find you. We'll pick this up on the next side.
Gotcha. I am located on the internet. I'm at DetroitCCW.com. Or better yet, you can Google me. Just Google my name, Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Hector, E-C-T-O-R. You'll see me everywhere on all the social media platforms.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Hector, talking about instruction right now, simply because it came up, and we're going to get to some other fun tidbits here, which is more in line with his work, because one thing that I've never said before about Mr. Hector is he's sort of a rabble-rouser. Sort of a rabble-rouser. You get out there and you stir them up, don't you?
Well, you know, yeah, that much is true. You know, sometimes it's unintentional. It just happens because, you know, sometimes the opinion and insight that I provide is counter to some of the things that we hear locally in the media in the big city. You know, I call it big city bias. And, you know, sometimes sentiment around this whole concept of firearms and their use and their play, their use and their role in personal protection for everyday citizens. Sometimes, you know, a different perspective is needed, and I'm more than happy to provide that.
So, for you, right, with all of the, now now most people that would go to some classes, some trainers would probably be what I would call members of the choir. You specialize in reaching out to the persons that have never done it before.
You know, in a way, yeah, because of the big giant event that earlier this year where we were looking for women and we brought 700 women into a gun range in one day and trained them. So, yeah, you know, and I'm looking to do as many as 1,000 next year. So, you know, bring them on. This is where the industry and the market is going, and I want to be still at the forefront of that movement.
So, knowing that, going back to the school thing that I was asking you about, because I think it would be actually sort of an ideal situation to be in for a student to have somebody that they could have always peering over their shoulder while they're doing some of this stuff. I mean, how many people come to you and then come back to you more than once?
You know, it varies, man. It's like whatever they need, you know, I'm there to provide it to them. There are some people, you know, who grew up with guns and guns have been a part of their life for, in some cases, you know, several years or even decades. And, you know, watching the nightly TV telecast, they said, okay, you know what, I'm finally going to do it and get the permit to carry it, you know, concealed. But, you know, for different people, it's a different thing. And whatever you need, I can provide it or put you on the path to get you to where you want to be. There's no one size fit all for everyone, man. But I'm adjustable. I can make it happen.
How many, when you're with people? Now, does Michigan have open carry?
Open carry is legal in the state of Michigan. There are a ton of, you know, statutes that are on the law that regulate, you know, the practice. And if I were to tell you, hey, yes, open carry is legal, just strap a gun openly displayed on your person such that even the most casual observer could see it, you know, I would feel that I would be doing you a disservice because there's so much that goes along with that statutorily that a lot of people could get unnecessarily caught up and run afoul of the law. For example, the biggest issue here is that if a facility or place has a liquor license, you know, then if you don't have a CPL, you know, you wouldn't be able to open carry there. But man, there are some places that you would never think that have liquor licenses. And, you know, and if you have an astute cop who just happens to hate open carry, then you're setting yourself up for a headache and a lot of trouble.
Right. So do you tell your students to default to concealed?
Well, you know, the class that I principally teach is a concealed carry class. And
right.
I tell them, you know, if you have an interest in open carry, it's legal, and I usually give, you know, some pointers regarding, you know, the practice. But I strongly urge that they consider joining open carry rights group here in the state of Michigan, Michigan Open Carry, so that they can really do a deep dive and know what they're getting themselves into. My standard TAT response to everyone who's interested in open carry, just get your concealed pistol license as a backup provision and open carry on top of your CPL. You know, that way you can still open carry, but a lot of the nuances that exist in our gun laws here in the state of Michigan, it would be really easy for a newbie to get caught up and be suffered, you know, the issue or the problem of being prosecuted for a crime. You know, just play it safe. Get your CPL anyway.
So, that's interesting. I I'm glad I'm not an instructor because I'm afraid I would miss a detail or two.
I believe that you would be an excellent instructor. The wealth of experience that you have and the diverse activities that you participate in, the people across the gun community that you've been exposed to, you would offer a wealth of information to students.
Well, I might. At the same time, I would. I've watched some of these instructors, like yourself, get out there and do it, and they do it so effortlessly. They're dotting the I's and crossing the T's so effortlessly. So I sit there and I would want to make sure that if I were doing something like that, that, I was dotting those I's and crossing those T's. We're getting ready to head to the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about old Trevor Noah. I want to get your opinion of that. I want to look at that. And then last segment of this hour, we're going to talk about the bullet bill coming out of Detroit, the proposal for the bullet bill. So,
well, it's a resolution, and they adopted.
Well, hang on. We're going into break in 13 seconds. Rick Ecker, of course, you can find him here as often as I can catch him. He's a hard man to catch. So, so anyway. Right. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is among those paying respects to the late President George H.W. Bush. Dole was helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute Bush's flag-draped casket. George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle talks about this moment on Fox News.
Yeah, I served with Bob Dole in the Senate. He's a good friend. I saw Elizabeth yesterday, his wife, and I asked how the leader, I always still call him the leader, I said, how's the leader doing? She says, he's doing fine. He's going to come tomorrow to pay his respect, and he'll be at the National Cathedral on Wednesday.
On Tuesday, the Dow lost nearly 800 points to close the day at 25,027. The S&P was also down, as was the NASDAQ. A Pew Research Center study shows that nearly half of Americans prefer to watch the news, while a third would rather read it. 45% of Americans say they prefer to get their news from television. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Special kind of host to have that for a bump, let me tell you. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. If anybody could tell me what movie that was from, well, I wouldn't give you anything because I don't have anything to give you. Right. Yeah, I would. If somebody will email me what that cut is from, the break coming back at 7:30 Eastern Time, I'll send you a burnout mug. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. Just a little contest right there. I got one to give away. Somebody wants in on it, have at it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Rick Ector, and we're now going to move on to Trevor Noah. And we started to talk about this, but then I segued, which, you know, that's the thing about talk radio. I just never know which way I'm going to go. So he got out there the other day over a very unfortunate incident, and this should be looked into very, very carefully because it was a black man. It was a human. It was a law-abiding citizen. There's a lot of reasons to look into this, but is that an indicator that the Second Amendment does not apply to black America, Mr. Ector?
You know, I watched Trevor Noah's five-minute video a few times. You know, you don't need to look at it very many times to get the essence of the point that he was making. And the point that he started out making and addressing was, in some unfortunate incidents. We've had people of color, we've had black people actually been killed who were the so-called good guys.
Right.
If this situation pans out the way it's at least starting to look, then everyone who acted improperly, everyone who did anything wrong, anyone who contributed to shooting someone who should not have been shot, should be dealt with, should be held accountable, and if possible, fired and or prosecuted and sent to prison and serve as a lesson for other people. You know, this isn't, you know, the first time we've had, you know, a lot of conversations about a killing that that there was a lot of contentious debate over. There's the Philando Castile shooting that generated and garnered a lot of attention over in, what was it, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But to go from those two incidents and any incidents that are similar, you know, the so-called good guys with guns, and just go straight for, I guess, the jugular of the argument that guns are not for black people and the Second Amendment isn't for black people and black people shouldn't have guns because we have racist cops who are going to kill you. That is a huge jump and an unsupported stretch by his argument. It doesn't even flow logically. It's like a conclusion from another argument that he just took and concatenated it to this speech that he was making about
right.
good black guys who apparently didn't do anything wrong and who were killed by cops. So do we have an issue in some of these cases in which cops have shot some people they probably should not have shot, you know, given due process and let the investigation follow its course? If they did do something improper, they did something wrong, someone was shot that should not have been shot, then by all means, hold them accountable, fire them, prosecute them, send them to prison, fine them, whatever. But that does not in any way make the argument that the Second Amendment does not apply to black people and people of color. It's totally unsubstantiated by his argument, for one, and two, you can't make it credibly with, you know, the points that he made to make his position. So, you know, anti-gun people do what anti-gun people do. They take an unfortunate circumstance and somehow they draw a conclusion that is totally not supported.
Right. So, looking at this, the other thing about, now, I mean, this kind of thing, the other day in Maryland, we had a extreme risk protection order that was served, I think, on a white guy, and they shot him on purpose. And he hadn't committed a crime.
No, you see, I don't know if you happen to saw a couple of essays I've written on these extreme risk personal protection orders, man. I think you and I can sit down and do a whole show on just, you know, these, some people call them red flag laws, where a mere allegation that does not even have to be substantiated just because the allegation is so salacious,
right.
You know, that in some cases they don't even give you the benefit of due process. You are not notified of these allegations and that there's a secret court proceeding that can occur without you even knowing about it. And a judge issues an order that all of your guns are to be confiscated without you even knowing about it. And they do this raid in the middle of the night and take your guns and deprive you of your Second Amendment right without an opportunity to face your accuser. I mean, that is probably the most un-American thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. I refer to that as the Minority Report. They're doing something based on what you might do.
Thought crimes, or they say have some future machine, you know, the Tom Cruise movie where they
Minority Report. Yeah.
Where they predict the future that you're going to commit a murder, so they punish you before you actually do it. You know, and it's the most, it's evil. That's the word that I use to characterize these red flag laws. I mean, with all the laws that we have on the books, man, I mean, literally tens of thousands of laws on the books, and many of them, believe it or not, are gun laws. And it's really trust me, it's really difficult not to run afoul of any given law at any specific point in time. Yet and still, with all of these laws, you still need to pass a law that we're going to punish you without due process and the ability to face your accusers and force you to prove yourself innocent later. It is the most evil legislation I can think of, man. It's just wrong.
There you go. Well, I mean, I agree with you on that one. What I'm thinking though is they're probably going to kill a couple more people, and that's going to be you know, throwing gasoline on a fire.
Well, you know, it's on its face, it's just wrong. It is wrong. And you know what? These incidents are going to continue to play out. And eventually the public will see that, you know what? This is not how we address this. You know, I get it that the anti-gun zealots, they feel that they're not going to be satisfied until each and every one of us has been stripped of our guns. But eliminating due process and punishing people and then forcing them to prove themselves innocent after the fact, that's not the solution either. And it's the most un-American thing that I can think of.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about something that Mr. Ector has debated here recently, because in Detroit, they're going to try to go the way of taxing ammo, I believe it is. They call it the bullet bill. And he has been on ground zero watching this as it begins to unfold, and I want to get his take on it. Interesting times we live in. But it's good to have people like Mr. Ector out there doing what he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We are talking to Rick Ector, who's been, we've been discussing the ways of instructing and teaching and learning, and we've been talking about Trevor Noah, who's one of my favorite guys now. But now let's talk about what do you think about the state of gun laws in Detroit as they are right now this minute?
Say what?
What are gun laws like in Detroit right now?
Well, gun laws aren't necessarily Detroit gun laws. We have the beauty of what's known as preemption. And under preemption, there are no Detroit gun laws. There are no county gun laws. There's just one gun law level, which is the state of Michigan, and we do also defer to the federal government.
Okay.
And according to a preemption law that we have on the book, any gun law that does not conform to state law or the federal law that's issued by any other level of government is null, void, and unenforceable. And this resolution that was passed most recently by the city of Detroit, there's a few other cities that have passed this resolution, they are null and void. They have absolutely zero weight legally, and it's a symbolic gesture by a anti-gun activist advocate who feels that due to the fact that he suffered some personal losses of loved ones, that justifies depriving all black people in the city of Detroit and other places that have enacted this resolution that they should not have the ability to buy or have ammunition because the Second Amendment doesn't cover ammo, as if that wasn't a ridiculous argument.
I had somebody actually make that argument. I was in a mobile phone place, And the guy started talking to me. He's like, well, you know, they should do it the way they talk about, like the way Chris Rock talks about it. Make every bullet a $50,000.
Right. And see, you know, and here's the funny thing. Even if they were $50,000, the bad guys would still get it. And all of us mere mortals of modest means would not be able to afford them. I mean, it's the
right.
same with any level of gun control. I mean, it was a stupid joke. It got a few chuckles. I might have even laughed when I first heard it. But, I mean, it's impractical. And like all other forms of race of gun control, it is inherently racist. So, yeah, it's just a bad joke. Let's chuckle and move on.
So, how would this now? I'm very glad to hear that this won't ever work. I'm very happy to hear that this isn't something we're going to have to go take a look at, you know, and try to defeat later on, especially for Detroit, but, and for Michigan at, because I know a lot of people in Michigan and I know a lot of people that carry guns in Michigan. So,
yeah, and it just underscores a point that, you know, I hear a lot of people make, you know, elections matter. And
right.
you always got to make sure that people who are of the same mind, if you're a gun owner and you believe in the Second Amendment, that you have to vote and vote accordingly for people who have the same mind that you do. Don't
right.
ever, my opinion is don't ever vote for an anti-gun candidate.
I don't think I've ever done that. I have, let's see, we used to have a senator here, Ernest Hollings. And he was a Democrat, and we would call, I would call, and whenever he was voting for something, I'd be like, you know, I'm against what he just voted for. And they'd tell me, well, you're preaching to the choir because he didn't vote the way you think he did. I'd be like, listen, it's part of the record there, buddy. He sure did. And, you know, but I get lied to a lot, but,
you know, it's just, it's a personal thing with me, man. And you know what? Some people talk about so-called litmus tests and that, you know what, if you have a litmus test, then you're not a real educated voter. You know, you're just a single issue constituent. Well, let me tell you, I actually view gun rights as not necessarily a single issue. I look at it as a convenient filter. It's my litmus test. If you truly want my vote or you want me to have the ability to influence people who are in my circles to consider voting for you, just pass
right.
the litmus test. And the litmus test is the Bill of Rights, which includes the Second Amendment, man, the right to keep and bear a firearm. I mean, it's not just for anybody. It's for everybody.
Well, the other thing about that is I don't look at it as a litmus test per se. I look at it more as a one of those things where sort of like the canary in the coal mine. If you look at a guy, if you look at a politician who will stare you in the eye and say, I don't mind if you carry a gun, he's probably going to be pro-life. He's probably going to be, you know, he's probably going to be quite conservative, quite, there's going to be a lot of things he's going to be that would make him attractive to me to vote for. And,
you know, to me,
yes.
It's the ultimate form of respect, man. It's like it's my right. It's been afforded to me. It's the law. It's in the Constitution. Look, do not attack my right to own a gun. I mean, it's just as simple as I'm not going to attack you in your right to tell me that you don't like the fact that I carry a gun. But, hey, First Amendment. Hate on the fact that I carry a gun all you want. And you know what? I can say that I don't like you disliking me because I own a gun. You know, we can have the Second Amendment against each other's. And just like how I have the right to own a gun, I won't ever support you being forced to buy one. You know, that's the great thing about rights. You can exercise
right.
them or not exercise them, but they should be there when you're ready for them. Like when before I got robbed, you know, like 13 years ago,
yeah.
I was probably the least likely person to buy a gun. But when I got robbed, I changed my mind, and then I decided to go over to the Second Amendment and embrace my right to buy a gun and start carrying one.
Yeah, well, Yeah, your story is always one of those that I enjoy hearing, simply because of the change you had to go through to get to where you are today.
You know, I tell you, if people knew me from that era before I got robbed and who I am today, they probably wouldn't recognize me because of the positions that I take and the things that follow from that. If you take the position that any of your rights are yours and that you're free to exercise them or not exercise them, and no one has the right to take that from you, there's a whole line of thinking and a way of thinking that takes you down a certain path. And you know what? There are a lot of people who don't appreciate the fact that you are embracing your rights and exercising them, because they would rather you be docile and to be controlled, man. No, I want my rights and I want to exercise them, and I want to say what I will and will not do. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah, I get that. I see that. I understand that. So, yeah, that is the thing about rights. That's the beauty of rights. And for some reason, the anti-gunners don't view it the same way.
And you know what? And I support the fact that they don't agree, because they're exercising their First Amendment right and disagree all you want. But your disagreement about my rights does not invalidate mine.
Right. Right. So, anyway, it's an interesting thing. We're about to run out of time. I will circle back to you. I want to talk. We need to do an hour about these extreme risk protection orders. If you're the man that has done all the work.
Man, let me tell you, I put in work on it because it first came on my radar, you know, a while back. And then it came on my radar because a local TV show asked me about it. Because
we're out of time, Rick. We're out of time.
Right.
I will get back with you, though. Hour number three is on its way in. Thank you, sir, for joining me. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.